KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Stillwater is partly a story of a wayward father's steadfast love for his wayward daughter, and partly a romantic thriller with Matt Damon in the central role. Most memorably, though, it's a hard-edged portrait of a roughneck from the Oklahoma oil patch, a closed-off, rigid, manual laborer who gradually opens up to himself and the world around him. The film, playing in theaters, was directed by Tom McCarthy, who did Spotlight. It has its own rigidities, insisting awfully hard on its hero's inarticulateness, but Damon confers a somber grace on a man who always thought he had none. Bill Baker is a roughneck in many ways. A high school dropout, he has stumbled through life from one odd job to another, doing drugs and boozing steadily along the way. He's also been a disastrous parent, which leaves him and Allison, his estranged daughter, in a terrible fix. Allison, she's played by Abigail Breslin, is in prison in the south of France for having killed her French roommate and partner, a crime she claims she didn't commit. A recently surfaced nugget of information might prove her innocence, but her mother is dead, meaning bumbling Bill shows up in the teeming city of Marseille as her best, worst, and only hope of finding the guilty party and reopening her case. This fictional case was loosely based on that of Amanda Knox, an American exchange student who was acquitted in 2015 of the charge of murdering her flatmate. Matt Damon is fine in the role. It's one more growth spurt in a career that continues to be full of them. And the dangerous detective work Bill does is interesting, though sometimes improbable. An awful lot of what might have been a more rigorous crime procedural depends on coincidence. But the film comes most vividly alive after the American fish-out-of-water crosses paths with a French single mother, Virginie, who's played with lovely simplicity by Camille Cotin, and her 9-year-old daughter, Maya, who's played bewitchingly by Lilo Siovo. It's a connection of convenience at first. Virginie becomes Bill's interpreter and guide through the teeming city and its judicial system. He looks after Maya while her mother pursues an acting career. Never mind that the language barrier falls in record time. There'd be no movie if it didn't. What's important and a pleasure to watch unfold is how the roughneck flourishes and changes under the influences of a good woman who has foibles of her own and a smart, funny kid who could fill the role of surrogate daughter in another movie but does so less than conventionally in this one. In Stillwater, as the title suggests, feelings run deep, just not always in the expected direction. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be off for a couple of weeks vacation, then back on KCRW with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.